You're listening to SBS News.
As the bilateral talks progressed in Singapore, the Australian government could only observe along with millions of others around the world. Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, was cautiously optimistic before the meeting of the two unpredictable leaders.
We hope that there will be a pathway towards the denuclearisation of North Korea and an enduring peace on the Korean Peninsula. But I would think that it will be the beginning of a lot of diplomatic work that will be ahead.
With a historic document signed by the two leaders, it's time for that work to begin. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un ended the summit with smiles and handshakes, but questions about denuclearisation and the removal of sanctions on North Korea remain. For the Australian government, a pathway to denuclearisation remains their measure of success. After the events of the summit, Ms. Bishop has told the ABC the signing of the agreement is welcome, but caution still needs to be exercised.
We most certainly welcome the signing of a declaration between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. This is an historic day, not only because it's the first time that a sitting US president has met with a North Korean leader, but also building on the summit between the leaders of North and South Korea. This is the first positive development we've seen involving North Korea in over a decade. We are cautiously optimistic, but of course the test will be verification of the denuclearisation. But we welcome the fact that North Korea has committed to complete denuclearisation and also a lasting and stable peace.
The Foreign Minister says any agreement must be placed under the scrutiny of independent investigators. It's a sentiment shared by opposition leader Bill Shorten.
We're pleased to see it, but we've seen discussions before in previous decades that haven't necessarily amounted to much, so I think we should be encouraging of it. But I wouldn't put down the pressure or release the pressure to try and get a better outcome. It's a good first start, but that's all I'm calling it.
Expectations of progress from the summit remain generally restrained in Australia. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Policy Institute isn't afraid to emphasise the summit's regional security importance.
If it can reach the US, it can reach Australia, and it could deliver nuclear warheads against Australian cities. It's really important from an Australian perspective that we do not allow North Korea to maintain its nuclear capabilities because they can threaten Australian territory.
Australia has called on China to keep applying pressure on North Korea to ensure the outcomes of what Mr. Trump called his fantastic meeting live up to his expectations. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.